Hi, everybody. Welcome to Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante-Walkin, and I am here to have a wonderful new episode of Zeta Global Radio. And to start it off, as we always do, we have Ruth Dreher, intuitive numerologist and world-renowned best-selling author, here with us to tell us what the numbers of the day are for August 22nd. Welcome, Ruth.
Thanks, Savante. Well, as you know, numerology, 9 is the length of all cycles. Today's date is 8/22/2015. Adding 8/22/2015 totals 20. Drop the zero and today becomes the second day in the 9-day cycle. 2 is about peace and harmony. It flows and adapts. However, if today is about peace and 8 is about balance, this might be the day to tread carefully. How many arguments can you avoid? How many times can you skirt confrontation by letting go of your opinion? How many times can you speak tactfully or keep your mouth shut altogether? Are you old enough to remember the posters from World War II that cautioned, "A slip of the lip can sink a ship"? Well, probably not, but heed it anyway. Give yourself a big pat on the back, knowing you can go to bed happy tonight and that you did not accrue extra karma. And if you slipped, oh well, those little words, "I'm sorry," go a long way, even better when they are coupled with "I love you." And be sure and say them to yourself all day long. For Zeta Global Radio, I'm Ruth Dreher, www.cybernumbers.com.
That was a powerful one. Thank you for sharing that, Ruth. Again, that's cybernumbers.com. Stick around. We have a whole lot more with this show for you.
Hello, this is Akashiana. I invite you to join us for a deep immersion of self-love and purification in the sacred waters of Costa Rica in April 2016. This is a deeper awakening into a space to remember, a time to reunite, and an experience of sacred exploration within divine you. We invite you through Zeta Global Radio for a special savings of 20% on our next sacred exploration. Sacred Explorations is part of the Path of Samadhi. It takes you on an experiential spiritual journey to the core of your being.
Have you ever wondered what your personal path or world purpose is? Did you know your life blueprint has been in place well before you were born? Numerology is a code that translates everything that is happening in your life. It identifies and describes current and future events that pertain just to you. Renowned numerologist Ruth Dreher is available for sessions worldwide. Either log on to cybernumbers.com or call 903-534-4873 to book your appointment now. Mention code ZGR and receive 10% off your session.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Nob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
Hi, I'm Jane Charles, the producer of the film Sold, and you're listening to Zeta Global Radio.
Thank you, Ruth, for that daily numerology download. So we are excited here at ZGR. As you know, we've been doing these really fun and really informative positive news segments. And the last couple of weeks, we had Vitaly Safarov from the UK with us. And I started one off before that. But today, not only do we get to have Jill Crosby, who is our featured guest with SpiritualSingles.com, with us, but she also has SpiritualEvents.com. And so no wasn't much of a stretch for me to think about who's going to be doing our featured positive news segments today. So everybody give it up for the amazing Jill Crosby, who's brought a lot to our community. Welcome, Jill.
Thanks, Lainey. That's sweet.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I was perusing your spiritualevents.com, and just in all truth, you sent me an email saying, by the way, I have spiritual singles. And of course, I lit up like a Christmas tree because I know all about that. And of course, we'll talk about that later in the show. But tell us about spiritualevents.com. It seems like the natural evolution because you are a little bit of the hub of our spiritual community, and all the events that you have going on are incredible. And of course, we'll talk about a few here today.
Well, yeah, exactly. It started out of a need because people kept coming up to me, well, sending me emails and saying, I want to do this event or that event, and I want you to promote it to your members and, you know, come to Hawaii and come to Australia. And I'm like, geez, if I said yes to all of these events, I would be traveling constantly and doing events. I would be in the events business instead of the dating business.
Sure.
I just finally decided, geez, I just need to create a website where people can upload their events, and then I'll promote them to the members. And so that's how Spiritual Events evolved. And now it's a pretty cool site, and there's lots of great events, and so people upload events like crazy, and it's a great way to find out different events that are happening worldwide.
Well, I'm excited about it because this positive news segment that we do at the top of the hour on Zeta Global Radio is always letting people know, because we have listeners in over 50 countries, and we're proud of that, and we thank you, listeners. And a lot of them are able to travel, or if they aren't, want something in the area. So it's great for us that we can have this partnership, if you will, on spiritualevents.com, because you have events all over the world, not just in the U.S., which is great for our listenership. So maybe let's talk about a few of them.
Okay. Well, probably the one I'd like to mention first is the 5D event, which is in Los Angeles coming up this September, September 23rd through 27th. And there's a lot of really great speakers at this event. I'm going to be speaking there. I'll be on a panel of love, like a panel discussion on love, which will be really fun the first night. And then I think I'm speaking Friday, and I may do a workshop on Sunday. I'm not sure about if I want to do a workshop or not yet. And I'm hosting singles parties Friday and Saturday night.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just a really fun event, and it's one of those events where there's a lot of new information for most people, because a lot of the speakers, they're not as mainstream as some of the spiritual expos and conferences that a lot of people go to. They're more out there. There's a lot of the conspiracy. I call it alternative news rather than conspiracy theories anymore.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way of saying it. In fact, I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's called New Humanity Movement Presents the 12th Global Shift in Consciousness Event, 5 days of Raising Global Consciousness. But do you think people who are just maybe newly awakening and coming into their spiritual path, is this a little bit more over their head? Is this a little bit more in depth, people who've been doing this a while, or you think it's something for everybody?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's something for everybody, just because there are speakers that everybody can relate to. And there's so many speakers that I would recommend going through the speakers, reading the bios, reading, you know, what they're going to be speaking about, and following your inner guidance as best you can to see who you'd like to see. And then the funny thing is, I do this myself because I go and listen to a lot of the speakers at these events because I want to learn and grow and do as much as I can. And so it's funny because sometimes I'll have it all planned out. I'm going to see this person and this person and this person. And then I go and then I meet the speakers and I'm like, oh, no. No, I definitely want to see him now and not her. And it's just funny how it all shifts.
Yeah, it totally shuffles. Okay, so let's just tell people the number 5 and then the letter D like David, 5devents.com. And let us know what you think about it if you guys do attend that event. And again, that's September 23rd through the 27th in Los Angeles, California. Okay, what else do we have?
There's also a Crystal Skull workshop in Mount Shasta, and that's soon. It's next weekend. It's the 29th, I think that's next weekend. Yeah, this is my friend Arivelle, And she is amazing. She brings like 200 crystal skulls and does this sound healing through the skulls and through her voice. And we all do voice. It's amazing, the energy, the power, and it helps our bodies go from the carbon-based to the crystalline-based, which I believe is where we're all moving towards.
And no doubt.
Yeah, it's quite the activator and amazing energy and just beautiful, beautiful. And, of course, it's in Mount Shasta where I live, and not at my house, but at a beautiful retreat center. And that's crystallineconsciousnesswork.com, and then click on the tab that says Shasta. And this is just it's just going to be a beautiful event. I think there's still a few spots open if somebody feels really guided to be in Mount Shasta for that weekend. I'm going to be attending the event as a guest, and just because it's such amazing, powerful energy. I love it.
Well, first off, for those of you who are not familiar with Mount Shasta, just to go to this absolutely cosmic part of the world is a gift. The fact that you live there, you must be in joy and bliss all the time, Jill. It's one of my favorite cities. I have many, many dear friends that live there. And I know many people here know about Sedona and the cosmic vortexes and centers there. But really, if you want to know more about underground cities and Telos and the beauty of Saint Germain and everything else, check out Mount Shasta. But to have an event like this with crystal skulls on top of it sounds like an amazing event that I'd like to go to myself. Oh, my God. Wow, Jill, thank you. So I just want to say 1 minute before we take a break here, you yourself host events as well, right? I know you swim with the dolphins, or tell us a little bit more about that, because I know that's one of your passions.
It is. I have a really deep connection with dolphins and whales, and I'll take people on wild dolphin swim retreats where I charter a 100-foot sailboat out of Miami, and just with an amazing crew, and we sail over to Bimini, and the dolphins find us, which is so amazing. There's dolphins there that are used to swimming with people in the wild. They choose to do so, and it's a week on the boat, a liveaboard boat. I only take 12 people, so it's very intimate, and people really get to know each other. I do heterosexual events. I'm looking at doing some same-sex ones in the future as well, but for now
nice.
It's been six men, six women, and all single, and we just have the most fun. And people learn to scuba dive, too. If they don't know how to dive already, then they can learn to scuba dive, because we do a lot of diving and swimming with dolphins. It's just kind of organic how it all flows, and depends on the weather and what's happening and when the dolphins show up and things like that. So it's just, but it's so much fun. We have a blast. I love those trips.
Oh, no doubt. Well, I love dolphins and I love diving. So, okay. Well, to learn more about the events that we talked about today, you can go to spiritualevents.com. We'll also have more information on our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page, along with bbsradio.com/ZGR. We're going to take a break. And first off, thank you, Jill, for those great, great events to enlighten people's lives. And when we come back, we'll get more into the world of Jill Crosby and spiritualsingles.com and how to find your true soulmate. We'll be right back. Hey, ZGR listeners, Lainey Savante here, recording from the Lab Recording Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Just wanted to take a moment to thank you so much for listening to our show, Zeta Global Radio. A lot of choices out there, and we appreciate your support here, listening to all these great conscious subjects and incredible people who are sharing their gifts in mind, body, and spirit, spirituality in the workplace, film, music, TV, and really all the things that bring us all together into one accord. We look forward to bringing you more and more, and welcome your feedback anytime. Visit us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/ZetaGlobalRadio or directly on our profile page at bbsradio.com/ZGR. Again, thank you so much for listening to ZGR. We look forward to bringing you more and more great shows coming up.
This is Andrea Williams, publisher of Natural Awakenings magazine in New Mexico, your monthly health and wellness publication. Our August magazine is focused on our children, the future generation. We look at new ways of parenting, share healthy kids' recipes, the pros and cons of vaccinations, and what to consider before getting that tattoo. We're excited to publish the Santa Fe Yoga Festival schedule with Michael Franti and Grace Potter as major music acts and 3 days of back-to-back classes presented by over 30 magnificent teachers in our August issue. Now at newsstands in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Taos, or online at naturalawakeningsnnm.com. To advertise your events or services, please call 505-999-1319. Wishing you a beautiful summer.
Hi, I'm Jane Charles, and I'm here on Zeta Global Radio. And I'm talking about the film Sold. We made this film as a tool for change to help end child trafficking. It's been quite the journey for us, and we're now releasing the film in the fall. Right now, we are launching an Indiegogo campaign so that we can fund our marketing and outreach for the film. And you can find the Indiegogo at soldthemovie.com and on our Facebook at Sold the Movie on Facebook, and our Twitter is Sold Movie. And we do hope that when the film comes out that everyone will see it and help us in this global move to end child trafficking and work with the Taught Not Traffic campaign so that we can keep kids in school until at least the age of 16, when they're 80% less likely to be trafficked. Thanks for being with us.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante-Wolken, which I love now using that as my name. Thank you, Howard. Well, I couldn't think of a better topic to be on point right after our wedding bliss is talking about true love, finding your soulmate, bringing in your divine twin, everything that people search for. And for me, it was right under my nose for the last 4 years, as well as Howard. So this union has been really divine. And we're in wedding bliss, and everybody around us is. So we are thrilled that, of course, Spirit would line up the perfect guest for this week, which is the amazing Jill Crosby. And I've known about Jill for many, many years. I was someone who also used spiritualsingles.com many years ago and thought it was the absolute greatest comforting website for someone who always felt different from the pack, who always had a spiritual path that felt that I was not, you know, part of the norm, and to find that there were so many others who sought the same energy, looking for divine partnership, and knowing that they are part of a community that they just didn't know how to find them. All that is the hub of spiritualsingles.com. So kudos to you, Jill. Welcome back now officially as now the founder of spiritualsingles.com, and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Lainey, and congratulations on your wedding bliss and everything coming up for you. It's so exciting. And I have to say that what you said about Spiritual Singles is accurate. And I get emails from people that have joined other dating sites, and they send me emails when they sign up for spiritualsingles.com, and they say, wow, I can feel the energy of your site. It's so different. And the people are so conscious. The members are conscious, and they care about each other. And it just has this whole different feel than the other sites. And I love getting that kind of feedback. So thanks for reinforcing that, if you will.
Sure. And I can't speak about it enough. But let's go back, sort of way back, because what you've created here was really one of the way showers on the forefront of this whole explosion of people dating online or looking for their loved ones. And of course, we know some of the bigger names out there that are the mainstream, and then they get into the sort of the micro, whether you're Jewish or Christian or you're a farmer or whatever. But let's go back, because I believe that you're one of the first, and not only you're the first, to bring in the consciousness is just something that I think so many people, and obviously looking at your testimonials, applaud to. So how did it come up for you, or how did you know that this was like your divine dharma to do this?
Well, it was pretty interesting. I was back in 1998, I had started work for Great Expectations, which is a photo video dating company. It was the original one in the United States.
Oh yeah, I know that.
You know, yeah.
Sure.
At the time, we had libraries where members would come into the physical libraries and flip through books with pictures and profiles and watch VHS tapes of the videos of the each person. And then it was all done manually, like, you know, you select someone, the member support people would send out of snail mail and all this stuff. So it was like all really old fashioned. And meanwhile, online dating was just starting, you know, just kind of getting started. And I was dating myself on a mainstream site because that's all that was available back then. And it was one of the first mainstream sites. And I was meeting mainstream guys, and they were nice guys, but we didn't have a lot in common. We didn't have that consciousness that, you know, if I would talk about meditation or anything, they would just glass over, they wouldn't get it or anything. So
yeah.
I started looking online to find a conscious spiritual dating site, and there weren't any. So I got the bright idea to do it myself, even though I didn't know what the hell I was doing or anything about it. And I was flying. I remember this specifically because I love to meditate on planes because there's a lot of that white noise background to me is very calming. It's like if you're riding in the back of a car as a kid and just lying on the rumple seat that was down on the back of a station wagon, my folks, and lying on that seat and just feeling so peaceful and meditative. And so on a plane is natural, so I was meditating, and the name Spiritual Singles came to me. It was almost like a voice. I can't remember exactly, but I think it was like a voice. It was very powerful, and I got off the plane and called my friend Keith, who worked for AOL at the time. He was the only one I knew that was kind of in the internet business, so to speak, and I'm like, how do I register a domain name? What do I do?
Wow.
Yeah, and then it just kind of evolved. Like, it was so in the flow and so perfect that it just, everything started falling into place. The programmer, things. I didn't have the money to do it. I didn't have the know-how, but it was guided. So it all fell into place. And it took, I worked for GE for 9 years after that still, and put the money I earned from working for them into the business and didn't make any money for 9 years. I launched it in 2000 and then finally was able to quit and put all my energy into the business in 2007. And that's when I moved to Mount Shasta and amazingly guided after that because working for them was not my passion. I needed to do it for a period of time to learn certain things and grow, but then after a certain point, it was like, okay, that's totally done. I need to move on and do something and really focus on my business and let it. And it just poof, blossomed and grew. And now we are we've been the largest, but now it's just much bigger and so many members and so many success stories, thousands of success stories over the 15 years we've been online. And it's a niche. It's a niche dating site. And yeah, we were one of the first niche dating sites. And now there's a niche for just about any little thing you can think of.
Again, kudos to you and someone who I applaud always as a goddess to follow the flow, follow the divine path. I always believe that a spirit is whispering the notion of something in your ear. It's yours to do. It's your dharma, and you heard the call, and you've changed people's lives. If everyone's listening out there, I'm sure you can attest to how hard it is when we try, but if we allow and just be and allow that energy to just magnetize, and I know we'll talk a little bit more about how to kind of sort of prep ourselves energetically to attract that being into ourselves, but a lot of that can be done through a lot of work we'll talk about today, but easy work because it's work about transformation of ourselves. And I'm sure back then, Jill, they didn't have something for transgender or LGBT or any of the different sort of communities that now are common mainstream. But what I find about spiritualsingles.com is that everybody, it's oneness. For me, it's oneness, it's wholeness, and it's just grace the way you do it. There's just a vibration there that allows that to just be really safe and open.
Thank you. Yeah, and we've evolved too over the 15 years, obviously, and we've evolved through listening to what the members want, and we've added transgender options when people sign up, and, you know, straight, gay, lesbian, bi, everything. It's like we have everything, because I want to be all inclusive, and I don't want to be the separating kind. I want to say, yeah, everybody's welcome, and we have a place for everybody. And the main niche is spirituality, consciousness, metaphysical, you know, and green, if you will. I have greensingles.com, too. I've got several sites that all share the same database, so people only need to join one site to have access to all of the members, which is super cool because it helps bring in more members, and that's the whole goal. The more members we have, the more opportunities there are for everyone to meet each other.
Nice. Well, how does Green Singles, how does that differ, or how is that in as its own site versus the Spiritual Singles, which is the original one?
Well, it doesn't differ at all. Once people join and log in, it's the same exact site and the same exact members. So people only need to join one or the other. I mean, there's 18 of them, so because some are privately labeled, marketed by third parties, so they only need to join one to have access to all the members. It's just a marketing strategy. Because I've also through the years, smaller sites have tried to start up, like smaller, you know, spiritual niche dating sites or green, and they haven't been able to compete. And so I've created privately labeled sites so they can join instead of compete, and then they just market their site, and then they make their percentage, and, you know, we just split the profits from their members, and it's so easy. But again, it's all the same big database, so that way there's no competition. We're just sharing in everything. But my company does all the back end, like all the support and the everything, the hosting and the program, everything. So they just market, and it keeps it really easy for everybody.
Well, I love that. And I love Green Singles. I understand it's marketing, but it's true. If someone is so eco-conscious and they're vegans and they really have a discipline that's an alignment for them, and then they find someone who can, or a website where other people are exactly in alignment, whether you're a fruitarian, a breatharian, or whatever is you know, where what is for you in that moment, you have it on all your sites. So I know that people will be checking that out after this show. We're going to take a break and come back in a minute here. We still got a whole lot more to talk about with Jill Crosby, founder of SpiritualSingles.com, and talking about love. We'll be right back.
Attention, ZGR listeners, are you ready to use your intuition through the power of numbers? You've heard her interviewed on Zeta Global Radio. Now join best-selling author and intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher for her upcoming teleclasses. Registration has begun, and the class is open to a very limited number of students. Any level of experience with numerology or none at all is welcomed. Students will work directly with Ruth Dreher to learn her beliefs and philosophies in this ancient system of Pythagoras, the father of numerology. Classes include meditations and discussions and prepare you for the next level of the Master Intuitive course. Enjoy this opportunity to learn from one of the most internationally known numerologists of our time. You may learn more about Ruth Dreher by visiting cybernumbers.com. For more information and to register, please call 903-534-4873.
Patricia here from Sculpt Laser Lipo Weight Loss and Wellness Coaching. If you're like a lot of us, you're probably feeling tired, sluggish, and just stuck in a rut. Now's the time to lose weight, have more energy, kick that sugar habit, and feel absolutely amazing. I offer comprehensive health coaching plus the latest in non-invasive laser treatments to clients all over New Mexico. I also work with clients from all over the globe via Skype, email, and phone. No matter where you are, let's work together to create your personal roadmap to abundant health. To set up your initial health consultation and learn more, call 505-908-7353 or visit sculptlaserlipo.com. As a special thank you to Zeta Global Radio listeners, I am offering 10% off all laser lipo and health coaching services. You deserve to live a happy, healthy, and vibrant life. Let's start your journey today.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jones, wellness advocate with doTERRA. Happy to be here on Zeta Global Radio. My special offer to all ZGR listeners is a lemon oil and A to Z essential oil guide when you visit mydoterra.com www.doterra.com/Sarah Jones and purchase $30 or more. I'm looking forward to supporting your journey to health and wellness.
Welcome back to ZGR on this August 22nd episode, talking about love. And I couldn't help but bring my husband, my new husband, Howard Wolkin, into this side of the glass.
I'm so happy to be here.
If you are just tuning in, we've been talking with Jill Crosby today. She's a founder and CEO, creatress of spiritualsingles.com. And today we're talking about love and how to find love, starting with yourself. And although we have amazing sites, really like spiritualsingles.com, there still involves some getting ready for your mate. And I thought at this point it'd be great to not only talk about those aspects of love and what you've done, Howard, because you were looking for love as well.
Well, of course, of course. I think everybody's looking for love at some point in their lives.
Yeah, but really divine partnership.
Yeah.
And I think we've all, you know, as we've gotten older, have run through the gamut of cohabitating and being with partners that are close, but not the real divine appointment.
Right.
And you and I have been blessed to have found each other.
Which is amazing, because for the 4+ years we've known each other, we've been right under each other's noses. It's been really interesting.
Yeah. So what were you doing prior to that? I mean, have you done transformation? I mean, here Jill and I today are talking, and we'll have Jill back on the next segment. We've been talking about doing the work, the internal work, the getting ready, the abandoning the ego, the judgments, the self-worth issue. She says she comes up so often.
Right.
So tell me more about like where you were to where you are now.
Well, I know that my insides didn't match my outsides. I went through a lot of ups and downs in my life, and I was in a really hectic business for many, many years. And I reached points in my life where I thought, well, I'm a certain age, so I probably should be involved or should be married, looking at societal kind of norms. And what I hadn't accepted about myself is that I didn't necessarily fit into the societal norms. I was kind of the square peg in the round hole. And it's only recently in the past few years that I have really opened up and kind of lit up with spirit. And the ego has been completely shoved aside, aside from those principal things that you need your ego for, not egotistical, of course.
Sure.
But I've come into a balance now. I feel like I need to do what I need to do. I need to take care of my responsibilities. I need to be quote unquote, the good citizen. I need to be doing the next right thing. I need to be thinking about my fellow man. And then I feel that spirit will take care of the rest. And I have really put my trust and my faith in something that is much more greater and more powerful than I am. And so far, so good. I have not been disappointed. I hold up my end of the bargain, and I feel like spirit holds up spirit's end of the bargain. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to live for me.
That's beautiful. Do you see a difference in the relationships you had before? I won't say unconsciously, but before you had your spiritual awakening, per se?
Yeah, they, again, were relationships that that kind of took the course of a societal norm. And there isn't anything wrong with the way that anyone lives as long as they live honorably. But my ability to connect was very, very difficult to other people because I wasn't holding myself in a high enough regard. Mm-hmm. I was not exercising self-care. What it really came down to is I learned how to play the game, the game of life, really, really well on the surface. But inside, I was, you know, I was a building in need of serious repair.
Yeah. Jill talks about self-worth and how that's a common theme amongst the thousands of interview applicants that she saw prior in her other work with Great Expectations, but now on Spiritual Singles. I think self-worth and self-identity are just the key components. And when you can love yourself, you can fully give. Because the last thing one would want to do is to parasite off one another and to sort of vampire that energy when you can come complete to a relationship. And I don't think prior in my life either. And I've, you know, if it was married for 15 years prior, had other relationships, I was never truly ready to be here until now. And then you showed up.
Well, I'm happy that we both kind of showed up in the right place at the right time. You know, I moved from New York City after living there 25 years to Albuquerque. And at the time, I had no idea why I was doing it. All I know is I came here for a week's vacation, fell in love with the vibe of New Mexico, and somehow, now I understand, I was blessed by spirit to have the means and the way to get out of New York, because I knew that that was, that had kind of run its course. I came here, no friends, no relatives. I knew no one. I was pretty much on my own. And something kept me here. I didn't know that it was you then, but I realized that if I look back at the series of events that have transpired for me, particularly in the last 18 months or so, it's been blessing upon blessing upon blessing upon blessing. And I like living humbly and in gratitude, and I like living in truth, because I find now my insides match my outsides, and it is the easiest, simplest way to exist.
Thank you for that. Do you feel that spirit was able to provide you, maybe not the answer right away, but your inner knowing that something, like you said, something was keeping you here? I think about the dating sites, and have you ever used the dating sites before?
I tried one of the major, more kind of
mainstream ones.
The mainstream. I tried one of the mainstream sites, still kind of living in the old energy, which was, well, maybe this will be a great way to meet somebody that will fit all of these, you know, crazy questions that I had to answer.
Criteria.
And then very, very quickly realized that it was like six of one, half dozen of the other, whether I was meeting somebody out at a social function or whatnot, where I didn't know them from Adam or Eve, you know, whichever you are. It was like a terrestrial version of the same thing.
Did you know about spiritualsingles.com when you were in your quest?
I remember thinking that I should get off of this mainstream site, and I really should just Google, look for websites that fit who I had become or who I was becoming. I personally had never visited spiritualsingles.com, so I don't want to stake any claims, but I do know that from hearing some of the exchange between you and Jill on the earlier segment, it's the real deal. And I don't have to speak volumes about spiritualsingles.com. What she has to say about her own history and then the history of the site and the fact that it's been around for a minute or two, I think that that speaks for itself. I think the testimonials speak for themselves.
Yeah, there are a ton of testimonials. I was reading one after the other, and on greensingles.com, on spiritualsingles.com, there is a plethora of people whose lives have been changed because of Jill and her divine download from spirit to do the site.
Right.
And it's just a blessing. We've talked about on air and off air, and I think you and I too have said we are so in love with love because we have found like the nirvana, the epic of everything that we've ever thought could happen in a relationship, and we want that for others, and we
no
want
question.
To model that for others. So
yeah.
We are proponents, like Jill is, to see everybody find their reason for being here for themselves, their career, their purpose, and their divine partner.
Yeah, I you know, to take a step back, one of the greatest things that's happened to me in the past couple of years, of course, aside from, you know, the instant friendship that we developed and then everything else that's come as a result, I find that living in truth and finding these, you know, these little light bulbs have come on. Truth is the simplest. It's like the shortest distance between two points is not necessarily a straight line. It's the truth. It is so much harder to live in fear. I found that it was so much harder to live in fear of myself and who I was, because I am the square peg in the round hole, or the round peg in the square hole. And what I feel that Jill is doing with spiritualsingles.com is it's all about the round peg in the square hole and the square peg in the round hole. all of the people that seem to populate all of her properties, this spiritualsingles.com and a few others that she has, it just seems like it's such a comfortable platform because there aren't those other normal societal expectations of people who are coming to what she does and where spiritualsingles.com lives to find each other. Men, women, men for men, women for women. It's so open and it's such an even playing field for everyone. I think it's fantastic what she's doing. And this is not something that happened overnight for her, as I understand from listening earlier.
Sure.
So I think that the whole thing is great. Anything to allow people who have woken up to any degree to find each other, it's a blessing.
When you were actively searching for your mate, did you have an idea of what she would be like? I know I've talked about me writing lists. Did you have in your mind, or you had a short list, or you just said, "Spirit, you know what I want"? Or what was your process?
I know that there was some kind of list in my head. Whether I was fully conscious of it or not, I'm not sure. But I can tell you that my whole looking for a relationship, the more I looked, the less I found. The harder I looked, the harder it was to find someone. And I realized that push energy doesn't work. I need to be good and right with myself, inside and out. And then I can present myself to someone honestly. And I'm going to know right away if the person that I'm presenting myself to is responding in kind or not. Because now that I'm finally in a place where I live in truth, everything else seems to just throw up red flags all over the place. You can tell when a person is working too hard to drive a point home or to speak about themselves in such a way that it's as if they think that they're supposed to speak to you that way because that's what society expects of them. And really, it's just spirit just expects of me to just be myself in my truth. And it's a beautiful thing.
Well, I think you're a beautiful thing.
Back at you.
And I am so thrilled for our life. Love what we do here at Zeta Global Radio. And from what we hear from our listeners, they seem to like it too. So
that's how it seems. Yeah, yeah. ZGR is another amazing outlet to introduce this energy to people, whether they're on the verge of the veil being lifted or are fully awake. This is a safe platform, just like Jill's Spiritual Singles is. There's no judgment, and it's all about honesty and truth and the highest possible vibration. And I'm really proud to be a part of it.
Excellent. Well, let's get back. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more with myself and Jill Crosby talking about really the keys and the steps and different ways that you can find your true divine partner and more about spiritualsingles.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mindy, owner of Differently Designed Custom Stationery and Premier Invitations. Your invitation to your special event is the very first impression your guests will receive. Let's make it spectacular together. Whether it's a major gala, fundraiser, art opening, or social event, Differently Designed will work with you worldwide to design a unique and memorable look and feel that is exclusively yours. Visit us at differentlydesigned.com. Mention you've heard us on Zeta Radio and receive 10% off your first order of $100 or more.
The tiny homes movement seems to be exploding all over the world. People are choosing to downsize their homes into more affordable, mobile versions of their dream homes. World-famous painter and craftsman Michael Ostosky is also owner of Roadrunner Homes, unique, one-of-a-kind land yachts that are ready to hit the road when you are. Be sure and take a look at some of the Roadrunner Homes for sale at facebook.com/groups/Roadrunner Tiny Homes. Custom orders are welcome. Remember, with Roadrunner Homes, home is where you park it.
Hi, this is Michael Ostosky, and you're listening to Zeta Global Radio.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I am Lainey Savante-Wolkin here with Jill Crosby, founder of SpiritualSingles.com. And we've been talking today not only about the website that has really been the way shower for spiritual singles to find partnership and divine union, but also we're talking about ways to find that within ourselves for when we can be whole and we can find that oneness within our own self. That is how we can attract our mate. And so we talked about different ways to do that. And one of the things that we shared offline was releasing judgments. And so maybe we could talk a little bit about that, and then I can maybe segue into just some own self-discovery I have found, which led me to my divine union with Howard.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, as far as judgment goes, I think that a lot of people, men and women, sometimes it's said that it's only women, but I notice it with men as well, that we have, as a culture, we have this unworthiness, what we talked about before, and it comes down to, a lot of it is how we look, because we're so programmed to look a certain way. I mean, you even go back to the dolls of Barbie and Ken that we played with as kids, at least I did, and the false standards that these were set us up for, and these expectations of how we're supposed to be. And so when we can let all that go, because it's all programmed by media, basically, and the Illuminati, of to keep us separated and in judgment and in fear. So when we let all that go and we say, hey, I'm okay exactly as I am. I don't care if I'm overweight, as per se, of what over is supposed to be, or under, too thin, too fat, too short, too tall, too bald, too whatever. Who the fuck cares? Let's just be ourselves and love ourselves as we are completely. And that way, when we do that, when we're looking outward towards somebody else, we can let that judgment go as well. And we can just look at them and go, oh, you're a beautiful divine being. I love you. Period. There's no judgment whatsoever. And it's taking our sovereignty back, it's taking our power back, and it's really being who we are as human beings. And to me, that's a huge goal as humanity in general, that we can strive for, and we can start with ourselves.
Wow. Ooh, that's so powerful and so important. I think that when you have opportunity to knock on your door, whether it's a good one or a bad one, there are times in your life where you have that tipping point where you have to decide, do you want to stop caring what everybody in the world thinks about you, or are you ready to release everything that no longer serves you and just being your truth? Because I believe until you are most authentic with yourself and in your divine truth, being mostly transparent with your own divine being, that's when you can bring in the partner. And I do believe, like on your website, spiritualsingles.com, I believe that there's a consciousness there with the people who are choosing to be on your site, that they have already walked through a lot of the bullshit that's been out there, and they don't have to hold the facades up anymore that you see on some of the mainstreams and have to do anything. They're just themselves. And a lot of times, most people, when they are most comfortable in their own skin, that is what's going to light up and resonate to somebody else. So that's where we want people to get to, is not caring any more about what you said, Jill, the media, the people out there, even your own sometimes families, who all have a certain way they think you should be. Well, I wanted to also talk about briefly, people have asked me if, and I'll just touch on this real quickly, if I met Howard through spiritualsingles.com, and the answer is no. I've used Spiritual Singles in the past, and I did meet someone on there, and that was a beautiful relationship for the time it lasted. But Howard and I had been business associates for the last 4 years, and we were joined at the hip energetically for all this time. And he had been in a relationship, and so do I. And of course, I've had Carol Brody Fleet on here. She is a dynamic woman who speaks on grief counseling. And my past partner had chosen to leave the planet and on his own terms. And through that experience, it completely woke me up. And I've been walking a path a very long time here, 30 plus years, really divinely attuned. But I've never had the tune-up like I did when I lost my partner. But having my Howard right next to me through it all really showed that right under my nose, I didn't have to do the looking, because I spent the time looking within and getting super clear on why relationships were failing, to the point I had to have a wake-up call by somebody committing suicide who I dearly loved. So through it all, I got to see who stood by me. And my beloved Howard was right there, and I got to emerge, and he gave me the space to do that. And boy, when I was ready, he was there, and here we are married. And it's been an extraordinary experience and an evolution and a journey that I couldn't imagine having it with anybody else on the planet. So I give thanks and credit always to Spirit for allowing me to find me so I can be with someone like Howard.
Wow, that's beautiful. And it's what's really hitting me right now is the authenticity that you experienced, and that as you guys were best friends, as you shared with me before, best friends for so long, that you didn't put up a front. You weren't trying to impress him. You weren't trying to do anything. You were just really good friends and totally being yourself. And that's what you guys fell in love with each other. It was like, it's almost ironic because, you know, you look at how we've been programmed that we're supposed to be these, and people try, and even on dates you see, you know, men, Lauren Francis calls it peacocking, you know, they're like showing off and telling you all these great things about themselves, and it's like, dude, just chill and relax and communicate and be here with me and listen and ask me questions, you know, a lot of times men want to talk and share everything on a date, and if they would just relax and enjoy the other person. And same with the women. And everyone stop trying so hard to impress the other and just be yourself. That's exactly when the magic happens. And I love that it kind of snuck up on you that you were being so authentic and you'd done so much work, and boom, there he was just there all along. And I just think that's beautiful.
Thank you. We've always talked about it. If we can model our experience to others and they can find that within themselves, I think that that makes us get up at go to sleep well at the end of the day and wake up feeling good. And that's part of what we do here on ZGR as well, is that we bring topics so people can be transformed. And we do, you know, we're obviously alternative in the sense that we do everything with a spiritual focus here and bring people like you on so we can continue to expand the community globally and to show that whether you're looking for love in Australia or the Isles of Trinidad or Albuquerque, New Mexico or Mount Shasta, we are all connected, and love is the highest vibration to do that. And so finding that partner is just incredible, because wouldn't you say that, and maybe you find this with the testimonials, do they say that once they find their partner, they have like a new divine destiny or a dharma, or they know that they're here to do work together? Have you had that sort of pattern show up or emerge?
All the time. They come together, they write books, they open retreat centers, they do the super powerful work. I mentioned that a little earlier, I think, that they wouldn't have done without each other. It's like, you know, they just come together and just, it's amazing. It's beautiful. Yes, yes, yes.
Do you have people who, I mean, I'm just wondering, this is coming to mind now, is there a website or a community forum of all the people who have successfully partnered or married, who can all once again, like, you know, build a new community of people who have aligned themselves for couple friendships? Has that ever shown up or been asked about?
No, but I've actually thought about like a community, like a living community.
Yes.
People could move to, you know, success stories or, you know, just divine partnerships and come in and live with a whole group of people in community. And I've been called, you know, a little bit to look. I mean, a lot of people are feeling the community spirit and that we want to, you know, live together as community. So you never know. I do go by guidance and I try not to spread myself too thin. But you never know what could happen in the future.
Well, I am a huge proponent of spiritual community living. I've been on several community properties where they've been very successful, and I've seen ones that are still evolving. And of course, many people know about Dom and Her in Italy, and that's a living community that's been very cosmically blessed for a long time. And I think that's the way of the world, really, is to find one another, is to find the greater community. And so it's, again, finding that sense of self and where we belong in the world. It can be very isolating. And when we find these groups that can come together, you want to share that with your partner, and you want to share that, you know, amongst, you know, your tribe, your community. And of course, I think that finding websites like what you have, spiritualsingles.com. We also talked about spiritualevents.com, which is really such an incredible platform, and Green Singles, and you have a whole consortium. You have a community within your community, right? Are there any other websites that you can name that all are part of your energy?
They just need to join one, and they have access to all of them. And one point I'd like to make that's tags on to what you were just saying is that a lot of times when people join Spiritual Singles, they join to meet their life partner, and in the meantime, as they're meeting all these great people, and they end up meeting great friends along the way, and then they create communities, you know, along the way too, and as even just great lifelong friends. And I get that a lot, and I also see in the testimonials that members write to us that they care about the other members. Like, they'll oftentimes give like a tip or a pointer, like, this will help you out, because they really want other people to experience the love and the bliss that they are now experiencing. And I think that just goes to show how freaking cool our members are and just how much I love them. And I just am so proud that to be able to provide this kind of venue to bring these kind of people together just blows my mind. I'm grateful, so grateful to do this. It's awesome.
Well, I couldn't think of a better way to end this show than with that. So thank you so much for taking the time to be here with Zeta Global Radio and our listeners. And check back, everybody, onto our Facebook page, as Facebook page, which is just Zeta Global Radio. We will have a special offer for our listeners if you want to get involved with spiritualsingles.com. And we'll also be running some commercials as well to let you all know about what those specials may be. So, Jill, thank you so much for all the work that you're doing, that you've been doing, and for the many blessings that you have brought to many. And it's felt worldwide, and it was a pleasure to spend the time with you today.
Thanks, Lainey. It was a real, real pleasure speaking with you.
All right. Well, that's it for us here on August 22nd on Zeta Global Radio. We'll be back next week with another exciting show that will inspire and expand all of us as one. Have a great rest of your weekend.